Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888, that's 1-888-FARMERS, to switch, and you can save an average of, get this, $470 on your car insurance. That's a lot of money for a quick phone call. All right, that's the average nationwide annual savings, $470, and that's due to survey data from July to December 2020.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
We got Charlie Casserly, former NFL GM, NFL analyst for the NFL Network, and friend of the show coming up at the bottom of this hour. And let's stick there, Rob. Let's stick with the NFL. Interesting reports out of Los Angeles as far as the Rams go. And not even reports, to be honest. The GM, Les Snead, has just been very open. Very candid when being asked about their quarterback, Jared Goff. Here's one thing he said when he was asked point blank, Rob, whether Jared Goff will be on the Rams next season. Not going to get into specifics on those. That's the beautiful mystery of the future. Jared Goff is a Ram at the moment. It's way too early to speculate. Does that sound like a ringing endorsement?
No. That sounds like some guy off the street that you have no interest in. I mean, seriously.
Right.
It's a guy you gave all this money, a quarterback, Chris, who took you to the Super Bowl, a quarterback that put you in the record books for having the fifth greatest offense in the history of the league. And the comments and stuff going around is just mind-boggling. Seriously, even if you don't want – Chris, even if you want to make a change and move on, he's the quarterback. We're not entertaining those questions. If he's not the quarterback, that you know that day comes, we'll address it. But I'm not going to address it every day. I'm not going to do it.
It reminds you, or me, of what's going on with Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco. Now, let me say this. Both guys have had their struggles, okay? Neither guy looks like a perennial star. And there are a lot of even young quarterbacks coming up today that look better than him. I'm not even talking about a Pat Mahomes or a Lamar Jackson. I'm talking about other guys. A Kyler Murray looks like they passed him. A Joe Burrow looks like he'll be better.
Josh Allen.
You know, obviously the kid on the other side of L.A. with the Chargers, you know. So, Herbert. So, I get those guys aren't great. But, Rob, they both led their teams to the Super Bowls just a few years ago.
It wasn't 10 years ago, Chris.
Right. 2 years ago for Garoppolo and 3 years ago for Goff. Are you surprised that the teams are talking about moving on from them at this point?
I really am. I think it is the NFL, which I never thought. I always thought the NFL was a 3 or 5. It used to be 5-year plan, Chris, 3 years. Now right. It's a year to year. And they'll dump you and pick up somebody else, try something different if it's not working. I mean, Garoppolo and the 49ers, they've had all kinds of injuries and other issues, Chris. And I'm not excusing him. But it ain't the same team that ran over everybody last year. I mean, let's just be honest. And they don't care. They don't care what contract they sign you to. It is a weird NFL to me with the quarterback and this musical chairs and the idea that, there could be 10 or 12 quarterback changes, Chris, this year or something. You know what I mean? People looking right. for quarterbacks.
And some of them are players wanting out.
Right, but I'm just saying, but 10 guys, right. Can you imagine an NFL where 10 or 12 quarterbacks move? It seems like the leash. And Goff had, I get it. Bill Plaschke, columnist for the LA Times, called him the Jameis Winston of the West with the turnovers, Chris. I get it. He fumbles
he wasn't
the ball.
Close to Winston, though. I mean,
I know. That's what I said. I said, that's a little. I said that's,
he had
that's
13
a little.
This year, Winston had 30 last
we,
year.
We, you know what? We and me and Plaschke got into it on local LA radio W on AM 570.
I bet that was good radio.
Yeah, you know it was because I was like the same thing. I said, how can you say that when that one guy got you to the Super Bowl and was the quarterback of one of the greatest offenses we've ever seen? Right? I don't think that's fair, and I get it. The turnovers, but Jameis Winston of the West, I thought that was extreme.
Let me ask you this, Rob. This is a question. And I don't want it to seem like, because obviously I talked about the media with Shaq, which I'm a part of, obviously. But I have another take that might be similar to the last segment, but I want to ask you this question. Do you think, you worked in New York. I worked in New York City. You worked in New York City. Most aggressive press or right there with what Philly, you know, one of the
Philly
most
and
aggressive.
Philly, Boston,
yeah.
right? Philly,
yeah,
Boston,
the Eastern,
New York,
East Coast cities
are probably the toughest. I would say those three, Chris. I would.
Do you think that the professional teams, the Knicks, the Jets, I don't think the Yankees do, but everybody else, it seems. Do you think they respond to the media with the back pages and you know all the talk? Do you think they respond to the media?
I think a little bit of it. I think there's a degree of that. The pulse, you know, the tabloids, the big screaming headlines.
Right.
I think there's some of that.
Creates more of a sense of urgency.
Right.
I used to say
that they need to do something. You know what I mean? Like
right.
Because I said to you, go ahead. I was going.
Well, I was going to say when I was in New York writing. The New York Post or something could speculate that, the Knicks have lost 4 straight. And they might just throw out there, you know, you got to wonder about Lenny Wilkins' job security. And then, now it might be bogus, but then the next day at practice, what are you asking? Well, are you worried about your job security, coach? Or are you asking players, do you think, you know, is it the coaching? And it becomes a story,
right?
And everybody writes about it. Then the next, you lose again. Now it's growing bigger and bigger. And next thing you know, you've lost 7 of your last 9, and there's a full-blown coaching controversy where there may not have been one in other markets because they wouldn't have covered them as aggressively.
They wouldn't have written that story, Chris. You're absolutely right, because they would have said, well, where are you getting that from? You know, like you'd have to.
Right.
And a lot of times in New York, you're trying to write for the back page. And I never prescribe to that, Chris, of coming up with something. But you're looking for angles. You're looking for something that they can break out on the back page. Knicks in a slump is not going on the back page. Okay. Right. Four game slide.
No, you're right.
Knicks in a slump. That's not what they write me something.
Coach on the firing line. Yeah, okay, that'll work.
That'll work sell. On the back page.
Now, here's my point, Rob. I think with the internet, it used to just be New York with the tabloids and the sensationalized journalism and all that. Now it's everywhere because what's written in New York is going to be caught everywhere. And I think more all over the place. I remember when the internet was first really getting big and initially a lot of New York, I'm thinking specifically from a basketball perspective, a lot of New York Post headlines would dominate these portals because they sensationalized stuff. And I think around the different parts of the country, other guys picked up on that.
I agree.
And now I think, Rob, I think it doesn't matter where you're at. Coverage is now kind of national, and I just think that has helped create more of a sense of urgency. Like, we got to get something done. Like you said, Rob, they just got to the Super Bowls.
Right. But also, Chris, it also because people aren't held – it ain't like before where you were at the practice facility, you had to talk to Lenny Wilkins, you were there, people are writing stuff without having to face people. So, you know what I mean?
You know, like, it used to have to be a huge story for you to use an anonymous source.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
And they had to know who it was.
Yep.
And the whole nine yards and make sure that they didn't have an axe to grind. You know, like, Chris, I'll give you a perfect example. And I know you'll think this is crazy. When Ernie Harwell was going to retire as the Detroit Tigers longtime broadcaster, the source of the story was his wife.
Mm.
The paper didn't want to run it. They wanted another.
Really?
They wanted another other than his wife.
Because did they think she was trying to get him to retire?
If she doesn't know, Chris, nobody knows.
Right,
I mean,
that would just be written and nobody would. Right.
Nobody,
everything is anonymous.
That's what I'm saying.
My last years at ESPN covering the NBA, I ain't even hardly talked to people on the record. It was all off the record.
Right.
You know, because you wanted something you could write. But I just think that, and I also think, Rob, there is now more than ever an emphasis on winning championships, right? We talked about it. You said Brady would have been a total failure if he didn't get to the Super Bowl. There are some people that are ripping Aaron Rodgers for not getting to the Super Bowl. Like, now it is championship or bust.
Yeah, but I get that, and there's nothing wrong with that, but to undo your quarterback and things that worked, you know, Chris, because you had an off year or because some things didn't work out or whatever it is, that's what I'm surprised at, because you could go through that. I mean, what's his name? Wolford? Is that the guy
John
that they're going to have a – John Wolf.
Reportedly, there's going to be a QB competition. Look,
now what if you start him next year and he struggles and loses three games? Now what? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? They would throw Goff in.
Right, but that sounds
crazy. I'm just
saying,
I'm sure they're going into it thinking Goff will win the competition. I think part of this is wanting to light a fire under him. That they feel like for some whatever reason he's not, you know, motivated or he slipped up for some, you know, falling off for some reason. I think they think they can light a fire under him and get him playing. Now, that's just my opinion.
Right.
But I also think when he was at his best, you know, Todd Gurley was at his best.
Hello.
And remember, that was the offense. Yeah. That was, I mean, he was the hub of that offense.
No doubt about it. Don't you remember the playoff game against Dallas?
Yeah.
They had two running backs. Who was the other guy they brought in late, Chris? The other
CJ, was it CJ Anderson?
CJ Anderson. And they both, didn't they almost both rush for 100 yards in that game?
Yep.
Hello?
Yep. Yep.
You're right.
So, Goff, even when they were rolling, and look, he had a great year. I'm not going to take anything away from him. But it was, you know, I thought Gurley was that team's MVP. Remember, he was in the race. I think he was, I don't know who finished higher between Gurley or Goff in that MVP race. You can look that up, Rob G. But he was, you know, Gurley was a huge part of that team. And their demise, or not quite demise, but falling from contender status, totally correlated with Ty Gurley getting hurt and not being the same player. So I think that was a big part of it. But it's interesting, Rob. And then you got Garoppolo. Now, if he ends up in New England, how you think that'll go?
Interesting. Well, I mean, he had success there. Bill Belichick knows him, right?
Right. It was a small sample size. Just like his first sample size in San Francisco was great.
Right.
And heck, he did get him to the Super Bowl last year.
Man, I mean, Mark Willard bet me that they would get to the Super Bowl and that they would win a Super Bowl in 3 years when they got Garoppolo. So after next year,
yeah, I believe that because I remember he was saying that when I was on the air.
He was using the same material on Saturdays with me.
He loved Garoppolo. I'm glad you reminded me of that. He was in love with Garoppolo. I don't know. Would he do? Look, Belichick better find somebody, Rob. Because I told you, and I believed it then, but I believe it even more now. Brady was the one. Even though Belichick's really good, but Brady was the straw that stirred the drink. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Are the 49ers and the Rams cutting bait from Jimmy G and Jared Goff too quickly? Does making the Super Bowl not matter anymore? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS and you can save a whole lot of money on your car insurance. Also brought to you by AutoZone. Now, are you dealing with a dead battery? If so, do yourself a favor and head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination, folks. They offer free battery services, things like free battery testing, free battery charging. So next time you're having a battery problem, head to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Are the Rams and 49ers, why are they moving on from these guys so quickly, or at least thinking about moving on from them when they were just in the Super Bowl a few years ago with them? Your turn to weigh in with the iCouple, Chris and Rob.
All right, let's kick it off, Chris. Let's start with Keith in New Orleans. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good,
brother.
Man.
How are you?
I need to get to New Orleans for a good meal, man. I'm thinking about making a trip. My cousin, little Mike, lives down there. I might go
you
down
serious?
To New Orleans. Yeah, I'm thinking about
Rob,
it.
Go to Broussard's restaurant.
If you come, I'm gonna take you to dinner, Rob. I promise.
All right, Keith.
You can hold me to it. I'm good for it.
All right.
I'm going to hold you to it, too,
Keith.
I might be down there. My folk down there. I got peoples down there. I bet you know a Broussard or two.
I do. Chris, I told you, man, I'm going to take your Louisiana car for you, man. How you been hating on my Saints, man?
Was I right or wrong? Was I right or wrong, Keith?
You eventually came right.
You eventually came right.
But look, I don't know why. I think Kyle Shanahan is being a little bit too arrogant because he hasn't proven that he can win without Jimmy G.
Thank you.
And that's the issue. When Jimmy G plays, the 49ers win. Jared Goff, on the other hand, the eye test says he doesn't have it. And,
really?
You know, the first year when he played, the Jeff Fisher year, I mean, look like a bust.
Not many people have it under
not,
Jeff
right,
Fisher.
Right. And Chris's point is right. Tannehill, right, Chris? Right? Was it? No, who else was it struggled? A couple guys struggled with Jeff Fisher.
Yeah. I can't think.
Not Tannehill. I was thinking of Adam Gase. Adam Gase was with Tannehill, Chris, in Miami. But anyway, Keith, I don't think Jared Goff can play.
I'm not sold on him, but I'm surprised that they're ready to move off of him so quickly.
Yeah,
and Jimmy G, 24-8 is a starter, Rob.
Is that his record? Yeah.
24-8. 2-0, 5-0, 1-2, 13-3, and this year 3-3.
Right. All right, Ty in Palm Springs. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ty?
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
Good.
Doing well. Thank you for asking. I'll try to be quick so somebody else can get a turn. I'm not sure that I would agree with them moving off of either one of those quarterbacks at this point. I'm not, you know, I'm 27 years old, but I grew up with Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Peyton Manning and all those quarterbacks being in one spot for a long time. And I think it speaks more to, for me, these coaches' abilities to develop these quarterbacks, because you can't tell me that this closely removed from a Super Bowl that either one of these guys can't play well enough to get you to a Super Bowl. You know,
look, let's face it,
100%
a little bit of better
on.
play calling from Shanahan, and Jimmy Garoppolo might have a ring.
Yes.
I mean, let's keep it real.
Right. At the end of that game, Chris. Right.
And heck, we can, yeah. You might have a ring.
No doubt. Thanks, Ty. Appreciate the call. What about Sean? Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. That's what we say in New York. Tell Sean we're getting on the bus. What's up?
My uncle's from another mother, Christian Raw from Queens,
That's
man.
Right.
Hey, it's been
you
a long
it.
Time, y'all.
Where you
What's
been?
Up? Yeah, you have been.
You been boycotting the show? Man. You must be listening to Jonas Knox late
night. I didn't want to bring y'all down, but some things happened. I had to send my kids over back to Virginia. The aunt passed away, and I wasn't able to attend the funeral. But, yeah, it's
Sorry
you know, just
that.
I didn't want
to
get y'all down. It's a fun show. So
loving prayers, man. Loving prayers.
I appreciate it. So my take real quick, man, is first of all, how dare this GM open his mouth to talk about how bad Jared Goff is after he signed those checks, man?
Right.
You put that man on this huge contract, and now you mad about the results? Come on. You should have saw this before you signed that big check. But that leads to my point.
It might be some fire under his bottom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe that's
from the owner.
Right.
You paid this guy, and Pat Mahomes is better, and Justin Herbert is better, and you know what I mean? That type of thing.
Right, but see, that's why they got to go, though, Uncle Chris, because now they've built these teams around these big contracted QBs, and now they got all these people on their rookie contracts coming up. Bosa got to get paid in a couple years. All those new Rams free agents coming up, they all got to get paid. So now they're back into a corner. Instead of putting those other guys on the chopping block, they got to get rid of that big money purchase. That big money purchase and Goff, which I think they shouldn't have did in the first place because they bid against themselves. Nobody else was going to pay these guys.
I don't know why they
I
did it
that
year. They could have waited a year. They didn't have to do it that early. Same
Garoppolo
with Gurley.
Garoppolo's deal was way too big, even Chris, for his sample size. He was
5-0.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't play enough for them to do what they did. That was extreme. And now
when you give the quarterback that big money, you better be right. Because it's going to hinder your ability to build around him, right? Better be that guy.
I'm thinking in the offseason that there could be 10 quarterback changes, Chris. That's my low number.
These
when you think about somebody got to replace
10?
Drew Brees.
You think at least 10?
Drew Brees, what's going on in Dallas? The Rams,
Green Bay,
San Francisco, you know, Adam Schefter's putting out there, Chris, that it could be 18 different quarterbacks changing, that it could be 18
different. I'll
say this.
As much as we've been talking about the Rams and the Niners, we're going to get into this later. I don't know if he's going to be available or not, but obviously there's talk about Aaron Rodgers. If I was one of those teams, I'd be doing everything I could to get Aaron Rodgers. No question about it. So, we'll see. But, you know, musical chairs with these quarterbacks. We can ask our next guest, Charlie Casserly, about this. He'll join us in a few moments. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, he's a frequent guest of the show. We love having him on, former NFL GM, now an NFL Network analyst, Mr. Charlie Casserly. Charlie, how are you?
Good evening, guys. How you doing?
Doing good, man.
We are great. Good to have you on. We were just talking about it, so let's get there with
you,
Charlie.
Let's start there.
Jared Goff and Jimmy Garoppolo, seems like their teams want to move on, or at least looking at it. And these are two teams that were in the Super Bowls just 3 years and 2 years ago. Why are they ready to move on so quickly? Like Jimmy Garoppolo, Charlie in particular, 24-8 as a starter. I'm not saying he's Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, anybody like that, but is it necessary to get rid of him? I mean, what are your thoughts?
I think in both cases, and I'm not speaking for the team. I'm speaking as somebody who's evaluating him. Are there better options out there? Well, you know, Matt Stafford is a better option than either one of them. Now, whether you can get Matt Stafford or not, that's the thing. Can you handle it from your cap point of view? You'd have to look at that. So, obviously, Deshaun Watson, I just don't see Houston trading him. But, again, there's a long way to go on that story yet. And it starts with who's the new head coach going to be, okay? And what's going to happen internally in the organization over the long haul. So, but if we just sit here, do you want Matt Stafford or do you want Garoppolo or Goff? I want Matt Stafford. Do you want Deshaun Watson? Well, we don't have to wait too long on that answer. So
right. That
may be in the back of the mind of these teams when you start to hear these things.
Charlie, let me ask you. I want to get there to Matt Stafford.
You have to remember that it was reported last year that San Francisco did look into Brady. Now,
right.
Whether that was accurate, and I don't know, but it was reported.
Yeah, let me ask you about Matt Stafford. I worked in Detroit for 20 years. I was there, covered every Lions game until I moved to Los Angeles. So I saw a lot of Matt Stafford. Evaluate him for me because I as a number one overall pick, never beat any good teams, or very seldom did he beat good teams. He feasts on bad teams. Didn't win a playoff game. The Lions never won a division. I mean, I look at the record, and I know people want to say it's all the Lions, and he doesn't have a team. But he had some moments where he could have won games for them in a big spot and didn't. How good is he really? Because I think his numbers are empty. I call him Stat Padford because most of them come after the game has been decided.
Well, you've seen more games than I have, okay? So we have to qualify it that way. I think when Jim Caldwell was there, we saw him at his best, and Jim Caldwell is still available, okay, for a head coaching position.
Right.
So I don't think, you know, sometimes you raise the team above the level of its ability, and I think he did that. Now, are we putting him in the Brady and Favre and Rodgers class? No, we're not putting him in that class. But we're putting to me, above the line. Let's give him a defense. Let's give him a better football team, and let's see how he does. And put him with Indianapolis, and let's see how he does. That's a pretty good team. Put him with New Orleans with Sean Payton. And Frank, of course, Frank Reich in Indianapolis. Let's put him with Sean McVay and Rams team, and let's see how he does.
But that's too easy, Charlie, from this standpoint. He's the number one overall pick in the NFL. He's supposed to elevate other people.
No. Stop right there. Okay? He's the number one pick in the year he was picked. It doesn't mean anything about being the number one pick. You just happen to be the number one guy in that year. It depends on the year. Would he have been the number one guy if Andrew Luck came out? No, he wouldn't have been the number one guy.
No, but my point is, why are you saying he needs to go to a team that's going to elevate him? How come he never elevated the Lions is what I'm asking you.
How about having a defense? Okay? How about having a defense?
He had Ndamukong Suh. 1 year they were the fifth best defense in the league, and they played the Cowboys in the playoffs.
Right. And they got beat. Cowboys, pretty good team. Sometimes you're just not as good as the other team. I'm not ready to give up on the guy. Okay? You are, and I understand that. And you've seen more games than I have. I want to see him with a better team. And the other thing you have to look at is, what's the other team think about? Like, if we're the Washington team and we have him as opposed to, you know, the three or four quarterbacks they played this year, I think we would have won more than seven games. See, that's the other perspective you have to take. Quarterback in Indianapolis? Nobody now.
Speaking about all these teams with, you know, looking for quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, there's a lot of speculation that he wants out. Now, whether it's founded or not, we don't know, but there's tons of speculation and reports. Do you think he should want out of Green Bay?
No. He's playing the best football of his career. Maybe coaching has something to do with that, okay, and the system he's in. He'd be good anywhere, but what I was told there is that watch him play this year. He'll be better than he was because you'll see it faster. He understands the system better, and he excelled. We can sit there and second guess the coach, and you know, I would have gone for it on fourth down because if you lost it, you give him the ball at the 8 yard line.
Right. Absolutely.
So then, you know, now still it's I'd rather put myself in that position and defend him from the eight than defend him from, a different yard
the
line,
32.
Which is what they had to do.
Or whatever was, right.
On that point there. But, you know, LaFleur in his second year, they've done a good job there. Now, they're not going to trade him. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
so.
I'm with you.
You
Chris and I both are with you.
Said,
we don't think so.
What do you think
Mark,
was
Mark
behind
Murphy,
his
the
comments?
President of the team already made a statement on it. So.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Charlie, we agree with you because Rob and I was like,
we
this,
don't
this
see
doesn't
that,
make
right.
sense. But what did you make of his post-game comments? You know, everybody's saying he did that on purpose. He wants out. Do you think it meant anything or it really didn't mean much?
Well, I haven't read the comments today. I've seen parts of them, which would be maybe from yesterday and reading them today. But I think he kind of came back a little bit saying, you know, I got to go out.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing it.
No,
out.
You're right. He
go
did.
Out
he
15
came
minutes.
Back.
I'm sitting there. I'm going back in a room. I'm going to cry. And again, I'm trying to remember some things that were in his comments. But I get it. I mean, it's an emotional time. You're making emotional statements. He's a veteran guy. You'd like to think that he, you know, would have a textbook answer in those situations. But people are human. And you know, he said what he said. But they're not going to trade him, so it's an academic point.
Charlie, let me ask you really quickly. Tom Brady, first half, played well. Second half, awful. Three interceptions. What did you make of that? And what flipped? Was he just trying stuff? Was he improvising? What was the shift in Brady throwing three picks in the second half?
Well, I wish I knew the answer to just watching the tape. I mean, they're going to take some shots in this thing. And so they're going to put the ball up, and sometimes they're going to win those, and sometimes they're not going to win those. And I think there's a little bit of that in there in the second half. But the guy overall is playing terrific. I really do. He's playing as good as he's ever played, really. When you consider where he had to start at the beginning of the season to where he got now, he had to learn a new offense. They had to mesh together. You know, he's playing well in the clutch. You know, if there were some things off, you're right, in the second half Sunday. But I think he's going to play terrific in the Super Bowl.
Last thing, Charlie, and we got about a minute left. We talked about Indianapolis being one of those teams that obviously needs a quarterback. If you were running them, who's the first quarterback on your wish list? Realistically.
Stafford.
Who should they be going? Stafford, really?
Watson's not realistic.
Because he wouldn't,
Watson's
you don't think
like,
he'd go there?
Watson's a no-brainer to say you want him, okay?
Right,
so,
right. But he's hard to get.
That's radio talk show fantasy football, I think. Stafford's available.
And can I say this to you on Stafford? In his 12-year career, how many times did he have a quarterback rating over 100 for a full season?
Probably never.
Just once. Okay. As long as you're there, just once.
Let's change coaches with some people sometimes. Okay.
He's had 10 coaches in 12 years.
What's that?
I said he had 10 coaches
it's
in 12 years.
Probably close to that.
I know. he had a lot of coaches.
Okay. All right. Flip it around. You're going to play with Jacoby Brissett or Matt Stafford?
All right, I got that. All right, I hear
that.
Well,
no, that's reality. That's reality.
Right.
Okay?
All right, I'm just not high on Stafford. I watched a lot of his games.
I haven't seen a lot of them. I get it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to see what everybody else is playing with to say, okay, we're going to take that guy because he's better.
Right.
And that's reality when you're running the thing. Okay? So, and maybe they've made a decision on Goff, and they're not tipping their hand, and maybe they like Stafford better. So I don't know what they have up their sleeves. Clearly, they had the opportunity to, hey, he's our quarterback. There's no other questions here.
Right, they didn't do it.
Right. Yeah, they didn't say that.
Yep, they could have easily said that. Thanks, Charlie.
That's Charlie Casserly. Right. We appreciate the time, buddy, as always.
Okay. See you now.
Yep. Shop Talk is next on the iCouple. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events.
With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call Farmers today for a quote. It's time for Shop Talk.
Exempt in the barbershop, you know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right, it is Shop Talk, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio segment. We discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. Now, I don't know if you guys caught this, but Tuesday was National Plan a Vacation Day, which ordinarily wouldn't mean much because we're stuck at home pretty much year-round. But it did coincide with the Biden administration saying two things. Number one, he's expecting the vast majority of the population to be vaccinated, or at least able to get the vaccine, by spring. And for those that don't get it, the herd immunity would be kind of an effect by the summer. So it looks like there is some light at the end of the tunnel. Got me thinking, guys, in honor of National Planet Vacation Day, when COVID is over, you can go wherever you want. What's the first vacation spot you're going to and why? Chris Broussard.
Let me guess Rob's Golden Girls Cruise 2.
No.
Will you ever go on another Golden Girls Cruise?
I don't know. Probably not. I like to do something different. It was fun. I enjoyed it, but I'll probably do something else.
We still haven't gotten the lowdown.
Has it been 9 months yet?
You've never told us.
Has it been 9 months yet?
I'll look at you.
Rob, that's gross.
I'm going to be a dad.
Gross. I think that was an impossibility with the people on that cruise.
What? No, it's not.
All right. My vacation, let's say for argument's sake, in July, we can go wherever we want. My family usually does a vacation on Martha's Vineyard in August. So we'll probably go there. That'll be it. If it's much later, like say, and we can go in September or October, it'll either be an island or probably an island. Cancun, Aruba, something like that. Probably Aruba.
I will, if all is well, I'll be heading to Russia in August. That's the plan. Mid-August, wow. I'll take a 10-day trip. I'll take two weekends and a week off, and I'll go to Russia, and that's
my
plan.
Why are you always going to places where there's no black people?
I don't want to be around black people on vacation.
Russia, the Golden Girls cruise.
I hang around with black people my whole life. Can I see something else? Hey, Rob G. Russia,
what about you, Rob G?
And then at Christmas time, I told you, Australia again, but Russia.
What? Australia? Rob G, I was going to go to South Africa this Christmas, so maybe that'll be next Christmas.
All I want to say quickly is that the only thing more confusing than Rob wanting to go where black people are not welcome is Chris trying to go places where he can get sunburned. Because right. You know that he doesn't have much of a tan to protect himself.
I get a copper tone tan. I burn first. Is that what happens first?
Well, so when somebody pulls your bikini down, good. Is there a tan line? Is that what you're saying? The copper tone?
All these light-skinned guys.
I do burn first, but then it turns into just a golden brown tan. It looks great.
Well, I already got plans. I don't care whether this pandemic is lifted or not.
Really?
I am going to go in August.
Oh, no, I know what you're going to say. No, I should have said that too.
Let's
say
this. In August, I'm going to be.
Does Burbank count as a vacation?
No, it's Lakewood, Rob. We're going to Lakewood. I'm going to hop on a private jet because you can get those now for like regular ticket price, like $200. They take a private jet.
Is that true?
That is true. You can't go far for that amount, but you can go to...
Well, I was about to say, you can go across the street.
No, I'm going to Las Vegas to go see my guy Lamar Mitchell at the MGM Grand.
Yes.
And I'm going to have a weekend and a half in Vegas. That's the plan.
Yeah. Yep.
Alex, are you going anywhere?
That too. I do want to do that.
Alex?
Vegas.
This summer?
Alex just told me he doesn't believe in vacations because it goes against his way of life.
There's pictures of him on Instagram laying in a tree in Speedos and nothing else. And
I hope that was vacation.
Else. He was on
that vacation, or is that when you're doing?
So, see, that was when I went out to
Pittsburgh.
It was to meet
Who
one of our fans.
To Pittsburgh for a vacation.
Well, I mean, it's if you know where to go, CB. It's the countryside. You know, I'm a nature guy, so I like to chill out there.
Chris, when he had
took
that
picture. He went to suburban Pittsburgh.
No, it was Leechburg, Pennsylvania. It's a nice little countryside.
When he took that picture, he was actually in lockdown in the penitentiary.
Well, my clothes weren't locked down, if you know.
An hour left. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.